Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here again, and this is day four of our podcast series. I hope you're enjoying them so far. Each day, somebody different from the church will come and share with us a passage from the Bible and give a short reflection and lead us in prayer as we spend time together over Lent in preparing ourselves for Easter and all that that means. Today's passage comes from the Gospel of Mark and can be found at chapter 7, verses 17 to 23. This is what it says. Jesus went into a house to get away from the crowd, and his disciples asked him what he meant by the parable he had just told. "Don't you understand it either?" he asked. "Can't you see that the food you put into your body cannot make you unclean? Food doesn't go into your heart, but only passes through your stomach and then goes out into the sewers." And then he added, "It is what comes from inside that makes you unclean. For from within, out of a person's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these vile things come from within. They are what make you unclean." A number of years ago, a book was released called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, which argued that men and women seem to approach issues and think about things so differently that you could be excused for thinking that they come from different planets. Having been married now for over 16 years to Sheena, I can certainly understand what they're trying to say. Let me give you one example where Sheena and I are radically different. For example, imagine we've been asked out for dinner one Saturday evening or to some other special events. From the Monday or Tuesday of that week, Sheena will already know what she's going to be wearing on that Saturday. If she doesn't know precisely, then she'll certainly have narrowed it down to one or two costumes. She will know what makeup she's wearing, she'll know what shoes she's wearing, she'll know what jewellery she's going to wear, she'll have it all worked out days in advance of the event itself. Me? Well, I'll be rushing off to get a shower, probably late as usual, half an hour before we're due to arrive. I'll come out the shower with a towel wrapped around me, I'll go to the wardrobe, fling wide the doors, and I will just grab what's clean and what looks like I could get away with on the evening. But whether we take days to plan like Sheena does, or it's all last minute like myself, we all know that when we go out in public, we want to look our best. And we take an awful lot of time sometimes in making sure that that happens. And it worries us and it concerns us when we feel that we're not looking our best. Are we looking a wee bit overweight in this costume? Do you think our hair's starting to recede? Am I looking a bit grey? Are people going to notice that spot that's starting to come out in my cheek? These things begin to rob us of our peace, and we start to worry about them and are concerned about them. I've read that in the UK alone, we spend over £12 million a year in beauty and personal care products. £12 million, and you could add to that the cost of clothes and shoes and hairdressers and dentists and cosmetic surgery and you name it. The amount of money we spend as a nation and as a people just on our outward appearance. We're reminded in today's passage, however, that God doesn't really care so much about what we look like on the outside. Back in the Old Testament, where Samuel is looking for a new king and is trying to work out which of the men God has chosen, God reminds him that while men might look on the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. And so as we're considering this period over Lent, part of what we need to do is actually take time to step away from the mirror where we focus on our outward appearance and actually take time to shine a light inside us. And just as we can be concerned about our physical appearance, maybe we should take more time to be concerned about some of the things that lurk in our hearts. Is there unforgiveness there? Is there pride? Is there jealousy? Are there lustful thoughts? Is there gossip and slander? Whole range of things can be within us. And you know, we hardly take the time to stop and to think and spend time even in silence before God and say to him as the psalmist did, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Whether it's today or some other day over this Lent period, we all need to just stop and make that prayer to God. Point out anything in me, God, that offends you. Search me. Shine a light within. For the challenge of the gospel is the challenge of the heart. And God is concerned what shape our hearts may be in. Let's pray together. Father God, we know that you look deep within our lives and you see the private areas and the things inside that nobody else ever gets to see. We spend so much time and attention, Father, on our outward appearance and how we come across to other people, but very often don't look at the areas inside that no one else gets to see and all the things that can be lurking and hiding there that we battle against. Father, we thank you that Jesus came to die for us, not just to forgive us, but to set us free from these things that hound us. Help us to find time today to listen to you, to allow you to shine your light of truth into the darkest places of our hearts and life. And may we hear your voice, Lord, as you point out areas that perhaps do offend you and areas of our life that are dragging us down and even destroying us. And may we pour our hearts open to you, the good, the bad, and the ugly, asking that you will provide for us new hearts, taking away our hearts of stone and giving us hearts of flesh that reflect you and your love. In Jesus' name.